Chapter 4. Then the angel that had been sent to me, whose name was Uriel, answered and said to me,
Since your understanding has utterly failed regarding this world, do you expect to comprehend the way of the Most High?
Then I said, Yes, my Lord. And he replied to me,
I have been sent to show you three ways, and to put before you three problems. If you can solve one of them for me, then I will show you the way you desire to see, and will teach you why the heart is evil.
I said, Speak, my Lord. And he said to me,
Go, weigh for me the weight of fire, or measure for me a blast of wind, or call back for me the day that has passed.
I answered and said, Who of those that have been born can do this, that you should ask me about such things? And he said to me,
If I had asked you, How many dwellings are in the heart of the sea? Or how many springs are at the source of the abyss? Or how many ways are above the firmament? Or where are the portals of the netherworld? Or where are the entrances to the garden? Perhaps you would have said to me, I never went down into the abyss, nor as yet descended into the netherworld. Neither did I ever ascend into heaven, nor have I entered into the garden. But now I have asked you only about fire and wind, and the day through which you have passed, things from which you cannot be separated. Yet you have given me no answer about them.
And he said to me,
Since you cannot understand the very things that belong to you, that have been associated with you, how then can your vessel comprehend the way of the Most High? Since the way of the Most High has been formed without measure, how, then, can one who is already impaired by the corrupt world understand incorruption?
When I heard this, I fell upon my face and said to him, It would have been better for us never to have been present here than to come here and live in sin and to suffer without understanding why. He answered me and said,
Once upon a time, the forest of trees of the plain went forth, and they held a consultation and said, Come, let us go and make war against the sea, so that it may recede before us, and so that we may make more forests for ourselves. In like manner, the waves of the sea also held a consultation, and said, Come, let us go up and subdue the forest of the plain, so that we may also gain more territory there for ourselves. But the plan of the forest was in vain, for the fire came and consumed it. Likewise, the plan of the waves of the sea was also in vain, for the sand stood firm and blocked them. If now you were a judge between them, which would you undertake to justify, and which to condemn?
I answered and said, Each devised a foolish plan, for the land has been assigned to the forest, and the locale of the sea to carry its waves. He answered me and said,
You have judged rightly, but why have you not judged so in your own case? For as the land has been assigned to the forest and the sea to its waves, so also those who inhabit the earth can understand only what is on the earth. And he who is above the heavens can understand what is above the height of the heavens.
Then I answered and said, I implore you, my Lord, why have I been endowed with the power of understanding? For I did not desire to inquire about the ways above, but about those things that we daily experience. Why has Israel been given over to the nations in disgrace? Why have the people whom you loved been given over to impious tribes? And why has the law of our ancestors been brought to destruction, and the written covenants no longer exist? For we pass from the world like locusts, and our life is like a mist, and we are not worthy to obtain mercy. But what will he do for his name that is invoked over us? It is about these things that I have inquired. He answered me and said,
If you are alive, you will see. And if you live long, you will often marvel, because the age is hurrying swiftly to its end. For this age is not able to bring forth the things that have been promised to the righteous in these times, because this age is full of sadness and infirmities. For the evil that you ask me about has been sown, but its harvest time has not yet come. Therefore, if what has been sown is not reaped, and if the place where the evil has been sown does not pass away, the field where the good has been sown will not come. For from the beginning, a grain of evil seed was sown in Adam's heart, and how much wickedness it has produced until now, and will produce until the time of threshing comes. Calculate now for yourself how much fruit of wickedness a grain of evil seed has produced. When heads of grain without number are sown, how great a threshing floor they will fill.
Then I answered and said, How long? When will these things come to pass? For our years are few and evil. He answered me and said,
Your haste is unable to exceed that of the Most High. You indeed are in haste for yourself, but the Highest is in haste on behalf of many. Did not the souls of the righteous in their storehouses ask about these matters, saying, How long must we remain here? And when will the harvest of our reward come? And the chief messenger Remiel answered and said, When the number of those like yourselves is completed, for he has weighed the age in the balance, and measured the times by measure, and numbered the times by number, and he will not move or arouse them until that measure is fulfilled.
Then I answered and said, But O Lord, Lord, behold, all of us are also full of ungodliness. Is it perhaps on our account, on account of the sins of the inhabitants of the earth, that the time of threshing is delayed for the righteous? He answered me and said,
Go and ask a pregnant woman whether, when her 9 months have been completed, if her womb can constrain the fetus within her any longer.
And I said, No, Lord, it cannot. And he said to me,
In the netherworld, the storehouses of the souls are like the womb. For just as a woman who is in labor makes haste to escape the pangs of birth, so also do these places hasten to give back those things that were committed to them from the beginning. Then the things that you desire to see will be disclosed to you.
I answered and said, If I have found favor in your sight, and if it is possible, and if I am worthy, show me this also, whether more time is to come than has passed, or whether the greater part has gone by for us. For I know what has gone by, but I do not know what is to come. And he said to me,
Stand at my right side, and I will show you the interpretation by a parable.
So I stood and looked, and saw a flaming furnace pass by before me. And it came to pass, when the flame had gone by, I looked and saw that the smoke remained. And after this, a cloud full of water passed before me and discharged a heavy and furious downpour of rain. And when the furious rainstorm had passed, drops still remained in the cloud. And he said to me,
"Consider it for yourself. For just as the rain is more than the drops, and the fire is greater than the smoke, so the quantity that has passed was far greater, but drops and smoke remain."
Then I prayed and said, "Do you think that I will live until those days? Or who will be alive in those days?" He answered me and said,
"Concerning the signs about which you ask me, I can tell you in part. But I was not sent to tell you concerning your life, for I do not know.